Hello there, you are listening to The Gamer's Point, a weekly podcast where we talk about video games. Brought to you by WBSU Brockport, 89.1, The Point. Now kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello everyone, welcome to episode 29 of The Gamer's Point, and who do I have with me today?
You have Sean. I haven't been here in a while.
That's right, the Eastern New York cast is back in a blaze of righteous glory.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'm here too, I'm Anthony. I'm still finding more what stuff.
So. I'm Zach, and I get Anthony Wet.
That's...
Well, you could have
totally said
no,
I'm not
better
I'm
ways.
Like that.
No backstory to this.
Yeah, no, we're not even going to explain.
Not
going
to get into either.
I'm Dan. Cool guy.
Alright, and this is The Gamer's Point, where we talk about video games sometimes, although lately not really. We're just like going off of minutes. But we are going to start out with, what are you playing? So, I will start, because I'm the most important person in the room.
Of course.
What's been happening is, like, the last few episodes, as you've listened, I, like, slowly started playing less and less video games just because college got, like, so hectic to the point where, like, the last episode I said, I'm like, I think in the last week I haven't played a minute of a single video game. And then everyone's like, well, why were you here? And I'm like, that's valid. So what happened was when I got back and I didn't have anything to do over, like, these few weeks of winter break, I've just been like, oh, wait, video games are awesome, and I, like, just crashed, like, I was, like, a recovering
just
alcoholic, and I fell off the wagon so fucking hard. So I was playing,
binge.
Let's see, first thing I was playing, actually, a shitload of Don't Starve, which was an odd choice to play, because, like, that's something you, like, gifted it to me, like, months and months ago, mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I should probably get around to this, since I'm going to start slowly transitioning to PC gaming anyway, and it is a shit ton of fun. I don't even know like how to properly describe it. It's
kind of like Minecraft, only prettier. Like the concept is Minecraft.
Yeah, it is kind of.
And but it just has like this cool Tim Burton-esque like art style to it.
It's first person.
No, it's not first person.
It's like,
oh,
it's
like yeah.
Talking like concept, whereas you gotta like mine. And,
okay.
Like,
well,
stuff.
I mean, Minecraft has like, kind of become more of, like, a creative thing. This is, like, if you only had the survival aspect of
yeah,
Minecraft.
Yeah, Minecraft is, in essence, a survival game. If you were just in really creative. Game.
Yeah.
Don't Starve
is not like that.
Is it, like,
pure survival.
Is it, like, a cutesy daisy?
No, not at all. It's like a very Tim Burton-y art style.
Yeah, it's
and,
dark art. Like, it's kind of like the closest representation would be like Where the Wild Things Are,
mm-hmm.
but like a darker take of it. Like
okay.
All the characters look very similar to that. Like the bats, like the enemies and stuff look like the monsters from that book. I don't know if any of you guys read that when you were a kid.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We're not that.
We all understand.
Just like making sure we're listening. We need to say other things.
So. You like find and gather food. You build a camp. You like build. You start to build more and more extravagant things.
It has an
like
end
really
game to it too.
What?
It has like an end game to it.
Yes?
Yeah.
I've never look. I've been playing it in beta for like a year and a half now, and I've never
there's
gotten
like,
it.
There's things around.
Oh, well, no, I think there's, like, an adventure mode.
Well, no, I mean, like, there's, like, things, like, in the wild stuff that, like, lead to other things, like, other worlds.
Yeah,
that, like,
there's, like, an adventure mode you can dig in, but, like, the normal, like, sandbox mode is just see how long you can live.
That's all I've done.
I was curious to see, like, how long someone has lived in that game, because after a while it gets hard, especially, in, like, in the winter, because it's basically, like, hey, there's no food, you're definitely gonna die. It, like, leaves you high and dry. And, like, according to some people on the internet, like, the largest day count I've seen is like 600 something.
Mm.
I've gotten to like 30, and I was like proud of myself. So I was like, "Holy fuck!" But anyway, yeah, great game. Next one I started playing tragically, Assassin's Creed 4. Now this game is absolutely brilliant. It's awesome. But here's the thing: I reformatted my PC recently, and I accidentally lost all my saves because of the Steam. So I'm probably not going to play it for another year and a half, even though it's actually, like, probably the best Assassin's Creed since 2.
I'm just, like, scarred now?
Yeah, that would just anger me too much if I start from the beginning.
It is easily better than 2. Like, I'm probably at the last mission right now. It is the best in the series. I've never put this much time into in Assassin's Creed. I've never gone through and done most of the side stuff. Like, I killed the last legendary ship this morning. Scared the shit out of my shit.
Wait, why?
Because, you know how, like, in sports, like, they do that, the jump up and cheer thing?
Mm-hmm.
I did that. It was L, celebrate. You're like, yeah,
my life is complete.
Touchdown dance.
L in Porto, that fucking ship had me going for, like, a long fucking time. And I read a strategy on how to do it. And did it, and I just jumped up.
They're
my son
like
was sitting next to me.
Infamously hard. Like I was just like dicking around the open world, and I got my first legendary ship. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go see if I can like take this on now. I only had the Jackdaw like slightly upgraded. That thing ate me alive. It just like consumed my ship. It wasn't even like it was like 10 times the size of the Jackdaw and twice as fast. I had no hope. I was like, this is a fucking joke.
My ship is fully upgraded, and it took me a couple tries. Like, totally maxed out on everything, and it took a lot. El and Porto and the two ships.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the two. The other two are easy. If you have everything upgraded, I kill them, no problem. But the two ships and El and Porto took me a long fucking time. Right. I had to read strategies on both of them in order to actually do it.
But, so yeah, but I kind of ate my words on that because lately I've been talking a lot on the show, like in previous episodes, about like yearly releases and how I was just getting fed up and pissed off. And Assassin's Creed 4 kind of made me totally eat my words. Because I've been like, oh, it comes out every year, it's a cash grab, and the quality hasn't been good since 2, and this one's like, alright, I can, even only having played a few hours of the game, I can fully admit when I'm wrong, and I was wrong.
I gotta know.
Amazing.
I gotta know, how similar is it to Assassin's Creed 3?
Not at all.
I will tell you.
I'm gonna get it then.
It makes me want to play 3 because there's shit from 3, and I don't even like 3 at all.
I wanted to like 3 so bad. I really wanted to
you
like
3.
3. I went in so far, and I was like, and then like there's this one part where I was on a horse trying to get someone else on a horse at Washington sent to go tell on me somewhere.
Paul Revere?
No, not Paul Revere. Some jag off.
Yeah, so Paul Revere.
And I had to jump from my horse to him, and I was like, why can't I shoot him? Couldn't shoot him. So, and after like my 7th try, I was like, I'm done with this game. Not doing it.
All right. If you do get it, only play up until like memory sequence 3 or 4, and then don't do any more story missions. Just do everything else. Like, and you will have a fucking blast with this game.
I thought Assassin's Creed 4 was gonna be terrible. Like, I don't like the Assassin's Creed games. I got that, and I love it. I just did like all. I'm doing all the side missions and everything. Like, I'm doing everything in there.
Didn't one of the things that they said like, after Assassin's Creed 3? Ubisoft went, we're not going back to Connor because people don't like him.
Not, yeah.
Like, no, people didn't like him. They were like, we're not going to go back.
Well, I mean,
you're
not, in a way, there's shit from 3 in this.
Like
obviously,
yeah.
It's his grandfather, and also...
Like, I've heard that, like, it, like, they, like things will relate to 3, but they're not going to go back to 3. Like, you're never going to play as Connor again.
Yeah, one of your crew members ends up being that black guy from 3 who helped Connor. Forgot his name. What's his name?
To me, he's just, that's just him.
Achilles.
Yeah.
Is it Achilles?
I thought it was Alawe.
I got it wrong. I thought it was.
Like, maybe you
changed. Maybe you're.
Achilles doesn't look like tomato.
They all look alike.
But yeah, I haven't gone and like collected all the collectibles and like looked for all the stuff since like playing Far Cry 3. I went to Far Cry 3 because it was so easy and everything was like.
Everything was on the map.
Well, it's just the same way in this one. It's just like, it's not really a matter of difficulty finding it, it's the quantity. Like,
yeah,
there's so much shit.
And I'm having fun doing it too. It's not like, well, I hate chasing down the music.
The music does suck,
yeah.
And some of the hunting and stuff, trying to find.
But other than that, I'm like having fun doing like everything.
Yeah, it's the epitome of like what sequels should be. It like takes all the best elements of every single previous game and drops all the shitty ones, and it makes just like really good dramatic improvements. Like, we haven't had a leap like this in Assassin's Creed since 1-2, and it's like I said, I've been raving like against yearly releases, and I totally ate my words.
Yeah, this one's definitely the best in the series.
Does Ubisoft? Do they alternate studios with Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, it's the same thing they do with Call of Duty.
Same thing, all right.
Yeah,
but three was supposed to be the good one because that was the 2. So this is a different studio, I believe.
That was a weird turn of events. Like, it's like the main studio that made 3 and 2 and Brotherhood 2, I believe, right? They made Brotherhood as well, didn't they?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I know, like, the team that made 4 made Revelations, and Revelations sucked. So we were all like, well, 4 is going to
stop. Revelations was one of those ones where, like, it was fun, but, like, the story was really dumb.
I thought it was dumb.
Because of the bomb-making stuff.
I if you completely ignore the bomb-making, yeah. then it's the same game, and it's just fun. Except for, like, the whole, like, thing that makes you, like, makes you reach up, like, 1 foot higher.
Yeah, but it made, like, yeah, but it made, like, Ezio into an old fart that I didn't even like anymore. Which is sad, because Ezio is one of my favorite game characters, like, period.
I did all the naval contracts just so I could get those golden guns.
Well, it's interesting. Before we stop talking about Assassin's Creed 4, I want to talk about the meta-narrative, too, I think is actually really, really cool. Instead of having Desmond, spoiler alert, Desmond's dead, and they have... Basically, they turned Abstergo into an entertainment company, so it's kind of like, it's basically Ubisoft making a comment on themselves.
Well, you didn't get far enough in the game, so I'll leave it as there's characters from the Desmond storyline.
I met Sean and what's-her-face.
There's a, yeah, and then there's more.
Yeah, so. I tapped into it a little bit, but... but the like,
get input. No, it's Sean spelled the wrong way.
Yeah, no, Sean Kennedy is actually in Assassin's Creed 4.
No last name.
No, we're gonna bully him online.
But I think that narrative is interesting because they're kind of making fun of themselves, wouldn't you agree? Like, it's like an entertainment company, they're releasing titles, like...
You gotta rate each mission, and they did say that they are listening to those ratings. So if you get any, what is it, the chase missions, make sure you give those a 1-star or a 0-star.
I fucking hate those. There's all collecting all the music of the chase mission.
I hate the ones where you gotta be in the fucking bubble to listen.
Everyone hates
those. No one. I don't think anyone's ever liked those, but they've been in every single game.
Going back to the Abstergo thing, I'm retarded. I got stuck in the elevator for the very first time. Like, you get your like iPad. Tell you to go.
You mean you got stuck in the place where you just walk around in first person and press buttons?
Like, what's going on?
One button.
When you get stuck. I mean, we're playing a game where you parkour through a city and then sail on the open sea, and you had trouble with an elevator door.
I went to the wrong menu and like hitting all the ones. Like, why won't you open? Oh my. Yeah, but
okay. All right, and after that, I got the first episode of Walking Dead Season 2, which was absolutely phenomenal. Did anyone else play that?
I saw some of it. I don't usually get it.
I got an Xbox, just because I already had all my saves on it.
I'm still debating on whether or not to just make a switch.
Well, because your decisions carry over from Season 1, so
but
I didn't
want to
fuck that
up. I heard you could just do a questionnaire.
Well, that's
not like, basically, like a Mass Effect 2 thing. Where,
yeah, it's like the same idea.
Mass Effect on the PS3.
Is it... Do you have to pay for episode 1 for this, or is it like what they did with the season?
You gotta pay for it.
Yeah,
I got the season
pass,
though.
I think they might have had like, no, that was for.
Wait, so
like,
is this gonna be a $60 game? How much is it
no,
for episode?
It's like $2, I think it was. It went down to $22 during the sale, but I think it's like $24 normal.
How much is the first episode? $22 or?
I don't think they sell them separately this time. I haven't seen, at least on Steam, is where I've been looking at.
At Xbox, they sell them separately, but you can buy the season pass. It ends up being like $5 cheaper, and you get them all.
Because I liked what they did with season 1, where the first episode was free, then each other episode was $5. So
I think you pay like in bulk for the first one, and each subsequent one is like $5 or something like
that.
So
it ended up being like a $20 game for the first one.
Yeah, basically.
Well, I don't really mind. Something like that's awesome, though. I love it. I'm really... Thinking like episodic things.
Yeah, it's really cool. So I won't talk about. I've been talking a while too, so I won't talk about story until you guys have like played through it. So
have any? I've played the demo for this, and I think it might be the full first episode. It might not be of Wolf Among Us. Xbox.
Yeah, we talked about
that was,
it a little
that,
bit.
That was for free for a short time. Like what Zach was talking about. Like they just did the same thing for Wolf Among Us.
It's the same idea, except with that like comic series, and it's basically like a Brothers Grimmy adult, like modernized,
like noir. And this supposed to be like it's like Brothers Grimm characters that are like they're in real life and pretending to be.
Yeah, well, yeah, like you play as like the big bad wolf, and he's like a detective. It's like if you took like Fable characters and put them in real life, and made it a lot darker.
I thought it was pretty cool. I might actually end up getting that.
I might do it maybe at some point. So yeah, and the last game I've been playing is Just Cause 2, which I've talked about a lot on the show, so there's really no need to go over why it's awesome, but it's...
Wait, have you been playing the multiplayer on PC? Oh my god, well I have. Have you played the multiplayer?
I don't have that game.
Well here, we'll transition
to the
content. Oh my god. Yeah, well, but I'll start off with... I got a PC, first of all.
So did I, but we'll find out about that later.
It's really cool. I I'm big in all the games and stuff. I never thought I'd really like it as much as I did, but now I really do. I haven't played Xbox in like
what
2 months.
What type of gaming PC do you have?
An Alienware, of course. Because I didn't feel like building it, but... And I took a lot of shit for that, too. Cause
why?
Just for the price, I guess.
Was this your first gaming PC?
Yeah, it was my first.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You get a pass.
I didn't feel
your
like...
next one, you better build out.
I didn't feel like building it, and... yeah, I probably will build
okay,
it.
Okay, Mr. PC Gaming Lord.
I got Alienware, too, in the beginning.
Yeah, and mine's really good. I've got a nice Aurora. It's a nice desktop, and I did go all out. I got the freaking $200 extra case and everything that lights up all over the place. It looks so fucking cool at night.
Looks like yeah, you said you like tweeted a picture, and like it looks like a fucking Cylon.
Yeah, like I have the light pulsing, so it looks like there's a fucking like Cylon Centurion behind me. Like, like video games.
When I was at your house, I went to the program on your computer where you can change the lights. I started pushing buttons. It's your room turned into a fucking rave.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, but. Yeah, I won't go into the hardware or anything, because I don't even really know shit about the hardware.
So, Just Cause 2 multiplayer. I saw that was a thing and was confused by it.
Oh my god.
I'm confused by it.
When I played Just Cause 2, the one thing I thought to myself was, like, the only thing this is missing is playing with other people. And then now there's that.
Well, first of all, I'll say it's... I'm always freaking Debbie Downer with all these games and stuff, but it's not, not as good as I thought it would be. But it's still fun.
Well, I mean, it's a mod.
It's like a fuck around mod. There's nothing you could possibly do in it besides just like messing around.
It's like basically like Grand Theft Auto 4, where you go out there, you fuck around for a
bit. Well, I've never played Just Cause 2, but I really liked Just Cause 1. It was like one of my first games on the 360. I've got it on PC now, but it really doesn't hold up anymore for me. But Just Cause 2, I played the single player just to get the controls down, and then I still suck with keyboard and mouse, so I plugged in an Xbox controller. Figured that out. Went into the multiplayer, and it's like, first thing that happens, I find a server for NerdCube. Have you ever watched any of his videos?
No, I have not.
Yeah, NerdCube, it's like, here I am advertising another gaming like thing, but it's a gaming channel on YouTube.
Tell you,
so I joined his server, had 800 people in it when I joined it. So I get in the game, and first thing that happens is you're parachuting in. I have no clue how to fucking deploy my parachute or anything. So I impact right into the ground, then I figure out how to deploy the parachute. I get into the game again, parachute right back in, and there's fucking anti-aircraft fire shooting at me as I'm coming in, because there's like 100 people in the city that I'm parachuting down into.
Wait,
they all
like,
hate me.
Are you different characters, or are you all like Scorpion?
You all join as a, what's his face, Rico.
Yeah, Scorpio.
Rico.
Yeah, Rico. So you all are automatically him, but you hit like B. Or something like that, and it brings up an options menu where you can change your skin. And right now I'm like male stripper 2 or something. So I'm on like a pink thong and a cowboy hat.
So it's like Saints Row.
Yeah, it's like Saints Row. It's really stupid.
I was talking to you through Skype when you discovered the Mile High Club. Oh my god.
Oh
like,
yeah.
So your reaction to that.
Well, first of all, like eventually I found out that I don't need to parachute in and get killed on the ground immediately anymore. I can skydive in, and while I'm in the air, I can spawn myself a jet and just be in it.
You could also just grappling hook yourself to the ground and be not hurt because fuck physics, apparently.
Yeah. Because if you're going slightly faster, you're going to be okay.
That's how
obviously.
That works. Well, I spawn a jet. I know nothing about Just Cause 2, like I said, so I'm flying around. Like, I don't even...
So you played the multiplayer first?
Yeah, basically.
Like, he got the multiplayer because I was bugging him and Matt to get the multiplayer for that game, because it's good.
Yeah. I think it's fun, but I couldn't put like as many hours as I put into like GTA for Chrome. So I go into it, I spawn myself into a jet as I'm parachuting in, and a lot of people don't even realize like how to do this shit yet, so the people in the town below me are like, you just turned into a fucking jet! the chat is like nonsense chat, because it goes by so fast, nobody knows who they're talking to, and it fills up half your screen. So they're just like ranting about stupid shit, and here I am, just a jet, and I'm flying around, don't know anything about the map. Then I've come across the Mile High Club. I don't even know what the fuck it is in the story, but it's like a blimp city.
Is there a mission in the story?
I think... I've never been it fully. I played it a long time ago. There might be, but it's more likely there's something random
like
at the end.
It's like a flying yacht, if you don't know anything about it. I don't know. Yeah, it's like a blimp yacht.
and
probably of the 800 people that were in the game, 400 people were on the Mile High Club. and another thing, there is no lag in this for me. There was no like latency at all, and I was getting...
That's impressive for a mod.
And,
like,
and I understand
it's
older
from like 2006.
I understand it's like an older game stuff, but I was getting solid.
Not that old.
Are you sure?
Is it 2010?
I don't want to...
Yeah.
I feel like it's older.
Is it?
Yeah, it feels like before that.
Huh. Now look that up later.
Yeah, because I think original Just Cause was a launch game on the 360. Wow. As I had. Yeah. But, yeah, I had solid 60 frames per second with all the crazy shit going on. It's really weird.
Well, mine was laggy when I tried it for, like, a second, but that's probably just because I'm on my laptop and I don't have a super mega gaming PC.
Laptop gaming, that's fun.
Yeah.
This thing isn't bad. It can handle some, like, basic shit, just not, like, Just Cause 2 multiplayer with, like, 800 people on it.
Just Cause 2 is 2010.
Internet. All right, so anything else you've been playing?
Oh god, first of all, I probably
do like a basic overview of the last 6 months.
The only reason I have a job right now is because of Steam sales. I've found out are my crack cocaine.
Oh my god,
I didn't realize how fucking powerful the Steam sale was.
You got the app on your phone, so you can check.
I've got XCOM and all the DLC downloading right now, and I check it. Like,
yeah, and it's been downloading for like a month.
Right? Yeah, well, it had.
Do you like the firm grip that Gabe Newell has on his balls?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It got so bad, I was buying games for other people because they were so good. I was like, I already had
this.
I need friends in this. Come on.
I bought Mass Effect for my cousin because it was $5.
I own it on Xbox, and I was like, I'm gonna get this.
She has like a Mac. She doesn't even like video games that much. I'm like, just have it. She's like, okay.
And it's a middle game to the story.
No, I got the first one. Oh, okay. I got for each $5.
It was all free.
Oh, yeah, well,
it was all free for $10, and I was like, why not?
Yeah.
The only reason I resisted that is because I have the trilogy pack for 360. So, like I said, I got it from someone else because I'm like, I'll just bestow the gift of Mass Effect upon someone else.
I'll rattle off the games that I've got. I got my PC towards the end of the summer, or no, the autumn Steam sale.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I first started getting all these games. So if I can memorize what I have, I got Arma 2 and all the DLC to play DayZ, which I'll go into in a little bit here. I got Arma 3 just recently, which I didn't think I'd like, but I do. Civ 5 I already had, but now, as of like 2 days ago, I have all the DLC for that.
$8 for that.
Oh my god.
I waited for months for that DLC to go on sale, and it just didn't seem like it was going to anytime soon. I'll buy it.
Whenever Civ $30, that goes on sale for about $5.
I got Far Cry 3 for like $7, which is a game that I have actually legitimately 100%ed.
Yeah, I remember the only game.
I know, but that's the only game I think I've ever done everything.
100%ing that game made me
and
go back
and I got it again.
100%ing.
Far Cry 3 is brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, it's so good.
Well, I got
Skyrim.
Skyrim, yep. Are you looking at the games? Yeah.
I didn't look at your list now.
Rattle them off, because I can't even memorize them. I can't even memorize them, so rattle them off.
Are you just hijacking his segment?
No, I can just look at everything. DayZ, Arma 2, Arma 3, Dino D-Day.
Dino D-Day got gifted to me by Matt Brady, who we don't bring to the podcast because he's functionally illiterate. And so
he doesn't listen, does he?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you.
So
I have no mouth and must scream.
Okay, well,
what is that?
I know that.
Do you know like Harlan Ellison? He's a sci-fi writer from like way back. Still alive, man. No. Still like writes.
If you get a chance, look it up.
Yeah. Well, I have no mouth, and I must scream. It came out in 1995. It's a point and click adventure.
Wow.
And it's based on a short story written by Harlan Ellison, and it's about a computer. Well, actually, it's kind of based after the Cold War. So the Cold War, like the major powers, Russia, Britain, America, and China, all make their own supercomputers to run their nuclear arsenals, and the computers themselves take up like entire continents worth of like underground like networks of just like vaults, basically like in a Fallout. So all the computers all join as one and become like sentient, and the computer wipes out humanity and keeps like 5 people alive and tortures them for eternity and won't let them die. He like keeps them alive, but like,
so this sounds fun,
but tortures the shit out of them.
It is so good.
Yeah, and it's like the most brutal dark story you could ever read. It's free online, some college has it.
So they made a video game out of that.
Yeah, so well, the story itself came out like the story itself came out in like 1968. But Harlan Ellison, the writer, ended up in the 90s, never used a computer in his life and wrote all the stories on typewriter, but decided to help out these game developers to adapt his story. And he tweaked the story a little bit, but he himself kept all the creative control for it, so it's really true to the original.
And it's like a point and click adventure.
Yeah, it's point and click, but it's like so brutal, dark, terrible.
How much is that?
It's free. Okay, so if I just want to get really sad, horrified, and depressed, this sounds like a brilliant experience.
Yeah. It's one of those kinds where like I feel like I'm a worse person right now. However, I enjoyed the experience.
Let's see. Here's some other scary games.
I got. Okay, you get like two more.
Oh my god!
Well, I got. You can't go over 6 months worth of playing. All right.
Stanley Parable.
Oh, Stanley Parable. Thank you for saying that because Stanley Parable is probably the most brilliant game I've played in as long as I can remember, because it's like not even a game. I don't even know how to describe it. In order for me to describe it would like ruin the story for you, because first of all, it's like a 5-hour game, but I'll give you some backstory on it. It's like just a random gamer was looking just to make a game.
Wasn't it like originally a Half-Life mod?
Yeah.
Well, he had to teach himself how to use the Source Engine through like wikis and shit. He had no clue how to make a game. This is his first game, and it's better than most games I've ever played.
Okay.
And it's kind of like the whole point of the game is you're Stanley. You're this dude that works in an office building, and then one day, like when you're just being an office drone doing nothing, you like leave your office and then nobody's there in the office building. So you just walk around, and your only controls are you can walk around, jump, and press buttons or like open doors.
Kind of sounds like that new game that just came out that everyone's raving about, Gone Home.
I've heard about that, but I saw it on sale.
Well, it kind of sounds similar to that. Anyway,
continue. Well, Stanley Parable. You walk around the office building, and you think, "Wow, this is a really fucking stupid game about walking around the office building." But there's a really funny, like, British narrator that is narrating the whole time. Yeah, and the narration is the best part about it because he's narrating your life, so it reads off like a story. So everything you do, he'll be like, say you walk through a door, he'll be like, "Stanley walked through that door," but then like, you'll get to like a room with like two doors, and it'll be like, "Stanley walked through the door on the left." But then you can be like, "I'm gonna go through the door on the right," and he'll be like, "Stanley went through the wrong door." But then there's like, it gets into some really crazy like Illuminati like hidden fucking backstory shit.
Well, that escalated. Yeah, you were just walking through doors a second ago.
Yeah,
that's
the brilliance of it. That's the brilliance of it. You think it's just like gonna be this weird like crazy thing, but it's like it's kind of like a commentary on games where. Like, a lot of games are so linear, you go through them, and you think you have choice, but you really don't have choice. Like, I'd say, like, Mass Effect's kind of like that. Like, you can make these choices, but you're still going down the path.
I'd say that's more like Bioshock's theme. Like, the illusion of choice and stuff.
Yeah, it is similar to that. It'd be a stretch to compare it directly, but yeah, I'd say it's kind of the similar concept. Like, your free will is not true in it. Oh, no, actually. Bioshock. Your free will is total bullshit. Stanley Parable, your free will, you actually have free will. It's the only game I've ever played where you actually have free will, I think, in a game.
Well, why do you say Mass Effect is not like that? Because you kind of do.
Well, I've seen seen people
keep going with Stanley Parable. It's got tons of endings.
I just didn't understand your question, but yeah, continue.
It's got crazy endings where, like, you walk into a room with no doors, and they'll be like, "Stanley walked into a room with no doors, and then decided to go back to work," and then the game will, like, end. But then there's, like, one where Stanley went into the deep underground cavern full of fucking hive-mind computers, and the rabbit hole keeps going. So, I don't know. It's all about going against the narrator or going with the narrator.
Okay, how much is it?
$7 when I got it. It was, like, $14.
Like, it's not expensive.
I think it's normally $14. Okay. And I'm doing a terrible job explaining it, but that's because...
I'm glad you're doing a terrible job explaining it, because if you explain it too well, I'm going to strangle you.
You can't.
I'm intrigued. Don't worry.
I saw it go on sale, and it was one of those games that was so low that I was going to get it, but just couldn't bring myself
during the Steam sale, I've bought games, and I can't really run any of them until my computer gets back to me, so...
Why is the computer not here, Anthony?
Oh, God, this is fun. Yeah.
Okay, so let's delve into Anthony's little mini segment.
I bought a computer, Sean Nolan mentioned it.
You've been talking for like 40 minutes.
I got a computer about the same time as Sean. I got a computer about the same time as Sean. It's just like during the week of Black Friday, so all the sales were doing that entire week because all our shopping shit. And I went to CyberPower, got it for like $1,000 cheaper than it like really would have. I was like, this is awesome. Then about over a week later, I get the computer, works like for one day, like the entire day, download everything. Next day, turn it on, nothing, it just crashes immediately. And over and over and over again. So then
took about a week to like really actually get a hold of them, and so like get an RMA and everything, get that. And so then it just got to them in California to fix like Friday. So then it's gonna take about a week for that to get back. So I'm not gonna have a PC for all my 30 games that I bought in the Steam
store. So, oh, I found a camera still.
Anthony did try to play
49, your count is at.
Anthony tried to play Arma 2 on his laptop with me. Oh, yeah. I can run Arma 2 max settings, full draw distance. It's fucking so awesome. I love it. I've been playing like Wasteland and DayZ.
For me, I run it at like 1 kilometer for draw distance, like Play-Doh graphics.
Yeah,
and like
it's like just a pixel.
Mine looks like real life. Anthony looks like Call of Duty, like the first Call of Duty,
Minecraft,
and we're in the same game.
Yeah,
and we are in the same game.
Yeah, like, and like for some reason, for like mine, like I like there's like over half the vehicles are just invisible to me.
Yeah.
So I'll get in something, and then like I'll be like, oh well, I just ran you over. It's like. Really?
Yeah, like me and Anthony were playing this like playground mode where you have like every vehicle to play around with, and we were just like, I'm flying around in a jet, and Anthony's running around on the runway, and I'm like, hey Anthony, can you see me? And meanwhile, I'm like flying 2 feet above his head. He's like, no, I didn't see you. So like I'm dropping bombs next to him. He can see the bombs going off.
Explosions and bombs are everything. Yeah. Well, that's happening. Like me and him were in a tank. I was operating like the actual turret, and I'd be like looking one way. He's like, you're gonna hit that helicopter. There's nothing there. All of a sudden,
Anthony's barrel hits the helicopter and explodes into life for him, and then blows up like 10 other helicopters around it.
See, I downloaded Arma 2, and I can run on my laptop, because my laptop's not a piece of shit like Anthony is. But since I live in like the shittiest part of East Greenbush, I don't have internet. Well, I have internet, I have the shittiest possible internet.
And as I live 2 houses away from you, yes, I can agree.
And I can't do anything. Like, I can move, and the graphics look fine. They look like an alright game. I don't have them turned up like Sean does, but still, like, every action I take takes me forever to do, because it's, like, so laggy. I got an Xbox One, and I tried downloading a game. It took me forever. Like, I just decided I'm not going to download this anymore. I'm going to go to the store and buy, the actual hard copy. It was so bad.
I've experienced how bad your internet is, because I've downloaded Civ twice in the time it took you to download it once.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, so basically I've been playing Civ, and I played like the really like low res games like Bastion and stuff like that for my anything that my PC can run.
That's kind of the strategy I'm gonna take until probably like the summer when I have Dan build me a PC, because like I'm going to DC next semester, so I'm like going abroad, so I don't want to lug a big.
That's
abroad-ish. It technically falls under the study abroad program.
Are you going to the ghetto of DC? That's kind of
fuck you. Point being, I don't want to lug a PC. A gaming PC around for that, because that's going to be
Money. Well, can you even, like, bring a PC there? It's not a state. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what you think, so.
Point being, I'm going to play a lot of the low-res, maybe older games that I have been ignoring thus far, because I've been playing, like, the pretty AAA games a lot, because... Like,
FTL. Yeah, so good.
So, yeah.
Can you say something about that? What the hell is that?
Oh, that's off the spaceship game.
There's an update coming up for that soon, too.
Really? Danielle bought it.
Oh, yeah. You like mentioned it, and it was like $2. She was like, yeah. Okay. Alright, so yeah, Zach Jones, what have you been playing these last few months?
Well, I've been playing Xbox One stuff. I got a 3DS. I'm sorry.
Nothing's wrong with the Xbox One. I like it because it's kind of innovative with like the Kinect, and they're making it better.
Yeah.
The Kinect is not.
It's going to change soon.
Like, the Xbox One is the one I'm going to buy.
Yeah, because like PS4, it's really the same thing, but just better. But like Xbox is like.
It's technically.
It's got a Facebook button.
That is a deal breaker.
I'm waiting for Halo. That's why I get an Xbox.
Yeah. I'm going to be getting an Xbox One probably.
Halo for life. No, but like, I got an Xbox One, so I played like Assassin's Creed 4. I got Call of Duty Ghosts. It was so bad, I stopped. It was just awful. I got.
Because they're saying it's like decent.
No.
It's decent for people like Call of Duty, but Zach's not a person
which
Call of Duty.
In common parlance, are mongoloids.
The fucking Neanderthals. They play that rubbish.
By the way, did you guys hear about how in Call of Duty Ghosts they reuse like the animation for?
Yeah, we talked about that in a previous episode.
Oh my god,
so bad,
ridiculous!
I saw it side by side and I was mad.
I didn't think it would be as bad as it was.
Like, they couldn't have copied it.
I was like, yeah, maybe the environment looks the same. No, the dude's fucking elbow moves at the same time. He grabs his collar at the same time.
That would be really cool if, like, George R.R. Martin just lifted entire paragraphs and just put them into his new book. Like, fuck it. Like, that would be really acceptable.
See the South Park episode of that?
Oh, God. Oh, so fucking funny. I love how basically the whole thing was basically...
His dick like, is this big. He's got a big dick.
No, you're missing the best part. Everyone's going to take out their dick and just flop him around King Joffrey's face.
They don't watch. Sean and Anthony don't watch Game of Thrones because they're douchebags. And they just don't want to watch it
because I don't have HBO. And I don't feel like...
Oh, my God. You could just stream it on your computer because... Oh, my God. Whatever.
Even if you don't watch South Park, even if you don't watch South Park, watch those like three Game of Thrones slash like console war episodes because they're like funny as all hell. So yeah, all right, Dan, what have you been playing?
I guess I'm dumb. Whatever. Fuck you.
We're already 35 minutes in. If you guys want to be here for 3 hours, fine.
Are you saying that you don't like us?
Yeah, basically.
You got more?
I also got Last in Rome, also a terrible game, and I got Link to the Past for my 3DS. So Link to the Past, or Link Between Worlds, that's what it was.
I heard that that's good.
It was really, really easy, and I was disappointed.
I heard that Link games are usually like very puzzly, very hard, but Link to the Past.
You mean
like
Zelda games?
Yeah. I'm gonna say however I want to say. It's you like, accept that.
I like
Mario.
Link to the Past. Link to the Past was my favorite Zelda game. I just don't know why it just was, but like, so I'm like, alright, I love A Link Between Worlds. And you can just buy all the items from the guy that moves into your house right away. And then it's just like, oh, you died? Well, they're all mine again. You have to buy them back from me. I'm like, alright, that's not hard. And then you can buy them, like, to keep eventually. But, like, still, it was just really easy. It wasn't super hard. It was, like, kiddish. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it is Nintendo. Well,
I know. But, like, alright, A Link to the Past, the original one, was so good. I love that game. This one was just, like, really short, kind of like the puzzles weren't hard at all. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting older. Maybe that's it.
Maybe you're just so good at video games, they're not fun for you anymore.
I'm elite.
Maybe you should like let your little brother play.
Zelda players. Okay, I'm done now. Bye bye.
You're talking about Jesus.
Alright, so I beat Saints Row 4 a couple weeks ago.
Oh, God.
Love that game.
That's really good.
And I just got a large boner.
Wish I took more time with it, and I kind of like went through the story, and then when the story was over, I was like,
"Yeah, like, I kind of felt the same way. I rushed right through the game. I finished it in like a day or two, and I was like, I wish I actually like."
I did some side stuff, like the main, like the to get your homies their super outfits.
Yeah.
Like I did all them.
Yeah,
and a couple of the other ones.
Yeah, it was like an achievement for it.
Yeah. Then I started playing Far Cry 3. And that was really good. I was having a lot of fun with that, but then in the midst of that, I got Assassin's Creed 4, and that's just been my life since I've gotten
that. Looks so goddamn beautiful on your PC. Oh, my God.
I have a question for you about Far Cry 3. With this, do you use gaming headphones, or do you just use speakers?
I use speakers.
All right. Well, do you get, like, good surround sound with the...
Yeah, I have, I have two speakers in the sub. Okay. And it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, because I'm getting really shitty sound with Far Cry when I've been playing it on PC so far. I'm using headphones, though.
Maybe just the way you have, like the settings.
Yeah, it's got to be the settings.
Then how can you hear the dubstep, Sean?
Well, I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, I got past that far in Far Cry 3. That's pretty good.
It's an awesome mission.
But yeah, Assassin's Creed 4 is just, that game is just phenomenal. Like, just going through everything. And really, like, if you two get it, seriously, just...
I got Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
I bought that too.
Yeah, I was like, I haven't played this, and it's super.
That game made me buy Far Cry 3.
Oh yeah. Oh, stop talking.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but when you two do play it, just play it first couple missions of the story, and then just do the explore the rest of the time, and you'll have wicked amounts of fun with that.
Okay, we're all good. We are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with some news and some new releases.
Hello there, this is Zach Kilmer talking to you. Hoping you're enjoying this episode of The Gamer's Point so far. If you are, there's a few things you could do to help us out that won't take much of your time. You could go to iTunes and subscribe to us there, leave us a review, preferably 5 stars, and leave us a little blurb that can help us spread us around. If you don't like iTunes, we're on the other major podcasting networks. We are on Zune, Miro, BlackBerry, and Stitcher. So if you don't prefer iTunes, like I don't, you can subscribe to us on any of those services. You can answer the question of the week on Facebook by going to 891thepoint.com's Facebook page and liking them, and then posting your response on any of the Gamers Point related posts. Make sure it has something to do with the Gamers Point, otherwise I won't be monitoring it as closely. If you would like to listen to any old episodes of the Gamers Point, the only place to do that is 891thepoint.com. You go to that website, hit extras, hit podcasts, and then they're there. You see, because we're poor and don't have a lot of storage for our RSS feed, so only the most recent episodes will be on iTunes and Podomatic and all of the other services. So in order to listen to any old episodes, you have to go to 89.1thepoint.com's website. So whether you're subscribed, leaving reviews, or leaving answers to the question of the week, we appreciate you listening. We would also like to appreciate 89.1 The Point for sponsoring us. They are a radio station in the western New York area between Buffalo and Rochester. If you live in that area, tune in to 891 The Point FM for great music 24/7. The best new music first. Now I'm going to stop bothering you. Let's continue with The Gamer's Point, brought to you by WBSU Brockport 89.1 The Point.
Hello, welcome back to episode 29 of The Gamer's Point.
29.5.
Shut up. What? Shut up.
What?
Shut up.
What?
That part two. It's the second half. That's
why. Oh my god.
What?
Oh, I get it. Fuck you. Alright, so we have some new releases and some news to talk about. We haven't made an episode for like 3 weeks, so I only like weeks. Can't. I corrected myself, did I not?
Don't quit for my face.
I quit. I'm done. Run the fucking show yourself.
Podcast for new management.
We're gonna talk about
quick and end of phase, by the way.
So I just handpicked new releases, so if there's anything you want to talk about in the last 3 weeks that I missed, go right ahead. Dr. Luigi is apparently a thing. It's basically just like a reskinning of Dr. Mario that
no, with the pill to shape like an L now.
It automatically makes it better though because it's Luigi and not Mario, so it's, yeah.
So yeah, and it's for Wii U digital marketplace, I think. So if you want to get that, get that.
Probably gonna get that.
Well, I mean, it's like just Dr. Mario though. Like,
that's yeah,
do you already, have it?
I have Dr. Mario on multiple things,
yeah.
But
I don't understand.
Like,
yeah, I'll probably just pick it up because Luke really likes Luigi, so
all right,
the fact that it's Dr. Luigi.
So yeah, Minecraft's like
what
Microsoft exclusive only has been lifted, so now they're on PS3.
Are they not there yet?
Yeah. No, they have been for like a few weeks. This happened like 3 weeks ago. I felt the need to say it. So,
well,
yes,
they don't spray it.
You have been, like, really, really, really yearning to fucking play Minecraft, but only on PS3. I mean, there you go. Wishes have been granted.
I'm selling my PS3 so I can pay for my Alienware.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't have any games for it anymore. I had The Last of Us.
I'm
we all know how that played out with me.
I'm keeping my
PC. It was a good game, you fuck nugget.
I'm keeping my PS3, and it's going to be Ace Combat machine. Great.
That is true. Yeah, Ace Combat Infinity or some shit. I know nothing about it. I'm pretty sure nobody knows nothing about it.
I've heard about that.
If you don't know anything about it, then it probably no one does.
I know things about that only because he's told me about it.
Yeah.
If he doesn't know those things about it,
like,
I don't know why I know.
It's kind of like, I want to describe it as like, you know how there's like World of Warplanes and War Thunder on PC and stuff? It's like that on PS3. A lot of microtransactions and shit, but it's an Ace Combat.
Which makes it better than those ones.
Yeah, I like Ace Combat. Yeah.
And you should. Halo Spartan Assault. Zach,
I got that game.
So Zach,
how is that game?
It's horrible.
It's alright.
So I got.
Stop it.
It's $5.
Stop it.
So I think
it's better than Call of Duty Ghosts.
Anything you say about Halo is automatically.
Well,
like you have to,
you
take
have
it
to play
it
in order to fucking know the plot.
People are saying that this is the worst fucking game.
It's not even a Halo game. It's like a top-down, like, I don't know, you play it on your phone. It's like.
Now, one of the things I've heard about this Halo game is that it has one of the problems where, like, with the Xbox One. Where, like, it'll crash the desktop, like, on the Xbox One, every now and then. Yeah, I've heard that, like, when people, well, they'll be playing it, it'll just go right to the desktop, like, console window thing.
like, this game sucks.
Yeah, it crashes the desktop like a PC would crash the desktop. Usually with a console, it just, like, it would just lock up.
I was getting crashed the desktop with the Skyrim. Which I just reinstalled Skyrim after I...
Oh, that was like talking about that now. Shut up!
Well, I modded the shit out of it, graphics mod, and it sucked.
Well, then what the fuck did you expect?
It didn't work.
Well, it's like, he's right. It's not, Spartan Assault's not a great game. It's really simple. It's just like, it should have stayed on phone, but I mean, I guess it, since the Halo game has to come to Xbox and...
Since it's coming from you, and I have to grade everything you say about Halo down 2 points, it actually sucks. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. I wrote myself down 2 points for you.
Everybody said Halo Wars sucked.
Halo Wars was great. Halo Wars is so much fun. Halo Wars is a shitload of fun.
Halo Wars might be my favorite Halo game.
Halo Wars was awesome to play.
Halo Wars is great.
We play it more than any other Halo
game. All that game is Age of Empires.
Yeah, basically. Is that a problem? Age of Empires isn't? Halo.
I'd say that's a pretty conclusive argument, Edgar.
Good luck.
Alright, DLC for Assassin's Creed Black Flag came out. It's called Freedom Cry, and apparently it's pretty good. How is it?
I didn't play it yet. I'm still playing.
Well,
play
god damn it.
We were counting on you.
It features Adewale, your quartermaster from the first game. The map is a little bit smaller. It's like 15 years ahead of the end of Assassin's Creed 4. And yeah, but apparently there's like a few different combat dynamics. I don't know like the intricate details of that.
Since you played Black Flag, did you update the update where it made realistic smoke?
I'm assuming so.
Did you notice like how much of a difference did you notice between that?
I know the smoke gets in the way when you're doing the battle.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah,
really fucking annoying.
Yeah, I've heard that. Like you shoot a gun, and you're like, where did everybody go?
If you shoot your cannons, yeah, but if you're moving, like you'll get out of the smoke field.
Yeah, like I've heard that like one of the problems with the realistic smoke that they have now, where like it's beautiful, however you can't see what the hell you're doing.
Well, I mean, realistically, maybe that's how it was if you're like in a fucking naval battle.
Well, it definitely was, but like when you're playing a game, however,
like, you could still see like the red, like you know how like when you go on a ship, it like glows red. You can still see that through the smoke.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm like mortaring and cannon.
Because like
if I see red, it's getting shot.
Because I was hearing a lot about that and people bitching about it, but I don't know anything. So.
Oh, when you kill all the ships, you get the super ram rush. Like, you toggle the trigger twice, and it makes your ship, like, jump up real fast. So you smash ships.
How is that physically possible?
It's because it has an engine.
Wicked cool.
didn't answer my question.
because everybody takes that horse and just goes...
It's like you have a fucking booster rocket for your ship. All right, and the last new release that I thought was relevant was Peggle 2, which is an Xbox One exclusive.
Peggle.
I fucking love Peggle.
Peggle's one of those games where you can just pick up and play.
Peggle came with the 360, didn't it?
Yeah.
That was the first one. Yeah. Two, Sean.
I used to play Peggle. Back on the old ass dashboard and shit. Oh my god. It's the old days. Yeah, the blades.
I just wish it would fucking remove itself from Xbox One's butthole so I could actually play it, but... I know
it'll come to people.
Yeah, I know. It's just a matter of when.
I probably get it.
So, yeah. All right.
Candy Crush. Candy Crush. Let's talk serious games.
It's a really compelling work of art, honestly, Candy Crush. So there's some news. We already talked about.
Wait a minute. You forgot the biggest piece of news that should be above the Steam holiday sale.
What?
The fact that we're going to PAX on a Saturday.
Fuck yes! I forgot about that. That's
fucking awesome.
There's going to be a PAX East special of the Gamers Point, and we are going to go on a real day this year. Because before we went on Sunday, when everyone was like leaving and packing up, and,
like, I was like sad the first time we went.
Well, it was cool.
You couldn't get like any of the good swag.
Yeah, like I'd rather go then than not at all. But still, everyone was like calm and everything was like slow and everyone was packing up. And,
I think every time I've been going to go to a PAX like with you or anything like that, like some dumb shit comes up and I suddenly can't go and I just cry at home instead.
So you're just not even trying anymore.
I wasn't going to try this year.
I think I might.
Yeah. Well, yeah, here's our mom got us for Christmas. She got us tickets. But the weird thing about PAX this year, like it's been popular in the past and they've sold out pretty quick.
Yeah, it's
but
sold
this
out
was a week. Unprecedented. They were. I think the 3-day only and the Saturday only passes were sold out within like a few hours.
Yep.
Flat. Like we didn't even know it was they went on sale. I'm like, oh, PAX.
I did, but I figured I could wait until when I got paid next. No,
that didn't matter. Yeah, and then the Friday only and Sunday only passes were like pretty much gone all pretty shortly thereafter. Yep. Like it was unprecedentedly fast. Like they were just poof gone, and somehow Mom managed to like.
Yeah,
look into the confines of the internet and pull them out of with like sorcery. So yeah, we're going to PAX, and there'll be a PAX season special.
I'm not going.
Me and Dan are. Fuck these.
Well, we can go under the lava.
Nobody told us.
At this point, you'll probably have to pay like $500.
God damn,
for some scalp.
Worth it.
Apparently, you can get two for $100,
which is still ridiculous compared to the $30 price they are originally. So.
Well, yeah, that's
wasn't that $50?
Yeah, that's only like $20 more. That's not like that big.
Yeah, I guess.
We're
a fucking money,
and we're just gonna have our other gamers point.
Yeah.
So,
like, flash up and hug. We're gonna have.
Do I smell a mutiny here?
Yes.
The at home gamers point while you guys are there.
Hello, welcome to the other gamers point.
Welcome to the right side of the table. You can just cut to us like it's podcast news. Like, I'm talking with Zach Helmer live from Boston. Blah, 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 blah.
Zach, how is it? That's fun. Okay.
So, yeah. So, some other news. We already talked about the Steam holiday sale and how awesome it is and how
broke
is our Lord and Savior. Valve. More Valve.
The entirety of Steam didn't work.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to write that down.
I tried to get on for the entire day trying to get it.
It was Christmas.
When Left 4 Dead 2.
I got it for you. I had his computer, and I already bought it. That's the reason why I got Steam.
Is Left 4 Dead 2 still
from you?
No. It was like for one day.
I thought you knew, but I didn't tell you.
Because I knew I was going to have your computer overnight, so I made sure to get on your account.
That was very nice of Valve. They're just like, yeah, here you go. We don't even care anymore.
Left 4 Dead 2
was free
so
for
so many
day.
People were downloading it and trying to get it that the entirety of Steam just wasn't working.
Yeah, the Steam crashed. I think it was Christmas Day that it crashed.
That's not right. Whatever. Yeah,
no, it wasn't Christmas Day.
Was it?
Yeah. It was around
or
the
like, maybe it was like the day after.
The
I thought
week
it was
of Christmas
Day.
Somewhere around there, whatever.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah.
So, that is very nice. There's a new Super Smash Bros. Wii U character, Rosaline, who is from Super Mario Galaxy. Why?
Because Rosaline's awesome.
Since when?
Since Super Mario Galaxy.
She's just like...
Super Smash Bros. Is awesome.
What? Oh, go sit in the corner.
It's the worst fucking game.
Yeah.
I
hate you. I got Wii U.
Everyone die!
It's not even a game, right?
I got a Wii U.
What do you mean it's not even a game?
Oh, it's not even a game!
Oh my god.
It's a game if this is a game.
That is!
Sean just has
Sean just started randomly hitting the table. Because people, you guys keep forgetting that this is an audio podcast and they can't see what you're doing.
There's more interaction when you're out of the Animus in Assassin's Creed 4 than there is.
Oh, go
no,
fuck
oh
yourself.
My god, Super Smash Bros. Is so good.
So, Rosaline, she was in Mario Kart 2, but her main appearance was in Super Mario Galaxy, and she has joined the roster for Super Smash Bros.
I'm not going to play with it.
Yeah.
Cool story, bro.
Falco and Bonnie for life.
Yeah.
Those guys, that guy toned down, definitely.
Last bit of news, GTA San Andreas has come out for iOS. That's...
I'm pointing your head, Sean.
Visual, no, audio podcast. Got it. He's
so stupid.
But no, Sean is wearing his San Andreas.
Oh, that's
well, Santa,
you already lose. Get out.
San Andreas. I mean, yeah, but it's from. Oh, fuck you guys! I quit.
Good. You already quit.
Right.
No,
I'm quitting again.
Now it's time for the better.
Welcome to the others.
Yeah, but
where
were
we?
I'll
play San Andreas.
No, I'm just gonna let this awkward silence happen. Fuck you guys.
Oh,
not awkward.
It's not awkward. No, I like this.
You're letting your listeners.
Yeah, so you have an Apple or some shit, you can play a fucking GTA.
I'm probably gonna get it.
I'm probably going to get it and do whatever I do with all my other games on my iPhone, which is nothing. They'll just be icon with.
Okay. The only reason I get GTA,
Well, how fucking crazy is it that you can play GTA San Andreas on a fucking phone?
Yeah, that's
what I love. I remember the first time I played San Andreas, I was like, they can't make a better game. There will never be a better game.
Why is it that with video games, every single time it's better, you're like, this is it. Like, I can't imagine it being any better. Then it always gets better.
Well, I remember thinking, like, when I was a kid, that like, wow, San Andreas, these are fucking amazing graphics.
Oh, yeah, and then you go back.
Yeah, here. Yeah, perception works because
you,
I remember
you can't
like
see a block away.
I remember when Red Dead came out, everyone was like, "This is the most beautiful fucking game ever." And now it's like it doesn't look terrible.
The environment of Red Dead,
I think it holds up.
It still holds up
pretty well, but still, like you can start to see where it's starting to like degrade. And it's not even the game degrading; it's our perception of it degrading because everything keeps getting prettier. Yeah. Which is weird because that happens every single time we get a new game.
I feel like
eventually.
I feel like the only games that you don't really see too much of that with are like the more stylized games.
Yeah,
like with like BioShock, it's still gonna look pretty decent. Like,
yeah, because it's a unique animation style. It's like almost kind of cartoony. So it's like the same thing
with
Borderlands.
Wind Waker. Yeah, Borderlands is still gonna look like Borderlands in a few years. Like everything that's pretty stylized is still going to look pretty good.
But in the typical Rockstar way, where they just make everything look really realistic. Like it looked really good at the time, but I just find it interesting. I like want to know what the psychological name for it is. Where the our perception just makes everything look shittier over time.
We should make
like
it
newer and prettier things. So
it's like anti-nostalgia.
There we go. But it is mind-boggling that San Andreas can be on a fucking smartphone now.
The only reason I play GTA games is to kill Anthony. When
I hate you a lot, by the way. We'll all be like robbing like a convenience store, and Sean and Matt will be inside, and they'll be like, "Where is Anthony and Zach?" And I'll be outside burning alive.
We haven't even been here since GTA 5 came out.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I was really disappointed with what
the player. We fucking made, like pretty much 4 episodes straight were dedicated to GTA 5. But
I gotta tell you though, like looking back on it, it's not that memorable.
GTA 5 is the like, same thing here. I enjoyed it, but it was okay.
I just don't like the leveling and having to like actually buy guns. Like I can't kill anything as easily when I have to buy my ammo.
They should make a free roam that's like GTA 4.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Everybody's asking for like, can we have the things that we had before in GTA 4?
I disagree. 4? I like the GTA 5 free roam like a lot better.
GTA free roam is like it's good and fine, but like I hate how
it's more structured.
I hate how like this asshole over here kills me and I
stop
lose $100. But everybody knows what we're talking about.
The only reason I haven't played it is one, I've been busy. Two, my gold ran out and I haven't bothered to like pay for it recently. But I still love the online. Absolutely, I think it's really really cool.
Once they have heist, I'm gonna go back.
Like, that's the thing though. Speaking of heist, they popped a bunch of things for online that put a lot of people off and really just like, oh, we're gonna get that to you eventually.
I haven't played a second one yet.
Don't even worry about it.
It's too far behind. Really, you're gonna be level 1, and everyone else is gonna be level 80, and
everybody's already fucking hacked the shit out of it anyway. So
yeah,
the whole money system's fucked already.
Yeah. Like you'll join a game, someone will be like, and everyone will just get $100,000.
Yeah,
I spent all that money already.
Yo, whatever.
So did I. I spent all my stimulus money.
I immediately just got.
Thanks, Obama.
Well, yeah, I got a Bifta and a van, and then I'm done with this game.
Weren't you on, like, welfare or something like that in GTA because you had so little money?
Zach was on welfare. Zach got welfare checks.
Oh, wait, you told me that. Yeah, because you had so little money to the point where you were going to the hospital, and, like, they ended up paying for you.
Yeah, it's
Obamacare.
Yeah. Thanks, Obama!
In-game Obamacare.
Make the Obamacare odd for GTA 5.
I played GTA 5 like I did GTA 4. I just didn't give a fuck, and I didn't buy any cars in GTA 5. Until like right before I stopped playing, and so Matt and Sean and Anthony are like, "All right, just get in our car. We're gonna drive here." I'm like, "All right, I'm gonna kill this family for steal the car," and then like I have the cops on me, and I lose all my money, and I die, and I'm a billion miles away.
That's another thing I always remember about you in GTA, where you get in our car, be like, "Why do I have a lot of us?" Oh, because I have a 5-star. How are you gonna do that?
You and me had like an epic fucking stabbing match in the middle of the Playboy Mansion.
I was running around with my knife too. I don't shoot people, I stab them.
Were you playing with us one time when we got the cargo bomb, we took a boat, and we flew
it. I don't think so.
We took a cargo bomb, we picked up a speedboat, and we fucking flew it to the Playboy Mansion to like the grotto with like the pool, and we dropped the speedboat in the pool, and then we were like in the grotto.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
We were in the grotto.
We're just taking,
yeah, and we were standing on top of the boat in the grotto, like taking selfies, and everyone was just like flipping, flipping like, just
two middle fingers in the air.
One of my favorite things is to take a cargo bob and grab random people in cars. Just imagining the rage they must feel, because it's like you're not killing them. There's like nothing they can really do except like kill
my
themselves.
My favorite thing is taking the cargo bob and taking the simian cars and putting them on top of the maze bank building.
You are an evil, evil person.
Or what's better is taking the cargo bob and then following the road like a mile off.
My favorite thing is taking the buzzard that I bought and following the people in the simian car and then blowing it up like 2 feet before they get to the fucking pain spray where they drop it off and I just blow them up. I hate you.
Oh, so you're an actual evil person.
Yes, because I hate you.
You spent $20 on money for
yeah, that is true.
Yeah, and you spent $20 like right before like they took that off. So you were like,
I was the richest person in GTA for like a couple weeks.
Yeah,
because they like kept giving you
just
money.
Just slap that on your resume. Because
I bought the shark card that gave you $1 million in game dollars.
Wow, that makes me sad.
No regrets.
Not even one regret. Mainly that. maybe you should regret that.
Maybe spending money on in like non-redeemable internet money.
I spent so much money.
That's like when Dan used to be really into World of Warcraft. You used to pay money for like fake gold.
I did. I paid a total of $75. I think.
That makes me sad.
At one time, it was just like total throughout a long time.
Total. Okay. Total $75.
That's not that bad because that slowly accrued.
Well, at least I didn't put all my money into like Dogecoin or something.
The fact that that's a thing. Alright, so now that we're talking about Dogecoin, I think that's a sign we need to close this out.
Oh.
Wow. Is there anything you want to talk about?
No,
I just disappointed in such podcasts.
Fuck me.
Watch video games.
I'm Zach Kilmer.
That's your turn, Sean.
I'm Sean. Sean.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Zach. Joe wants the better Zach.
I'm Dan.
Fuck you, Zach Jones. See you next week.
Bye.
And that's the end of the episode, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed it. Like I said before, you can help us by going to iTunes and subscribing, leaving us a review, going to Podomatic, downloading the episodes, or going to 89.1 The Point's website to download old episodes, in addition to subscribing on any of the other podcast services. Leave your answer to the question of the week by liking 89.1 The Point's Facebook page and leaving your answer on any of the Gamers Point related posts. We'd like to thank 89.1 The Point for sponsoring us. Listen in if you're in the Western New York area, the best new music first, and mostly we would like to thank you for listening. You're the best. See you next time.